This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
844, 16 till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Insurance Commissioner Tim Temple. How you doing, Tim?
Morning, Tommy. Another day, another battle.
It's a war. I'm going to tell you what. Let me play this for people. We've been playing it in the news. There's a little bit of you and Royce the Plushish yesterday. Hit it, Tim. That's Tim Zimmer I was talking about, not you, Tim Temple. That's a little bit of what happened yesterday. You were there. You heard it. To me, it seems like until we change the tort reform system in Louisiana, we're never going to get to where Texas is. We're never going to get to where Louisiana is. And you worked in the insurance industry. Am I wrong in saying that or not?
Look, Tommy, you're right in the fact that until we address why premiums are high, which is because losses are high, mm-hmm. we're going to continue to be the most expensive state in America. And, you know, there's a lot of energy. There's a lot of money. There's a lot of rhetoric out there about trying to divert people's attention, your listeners' attention, other legislators' attention from what is driving this crisis. And I tell you, the more we dive into this, the deeper we get into this and expose the fleecing of Louisiana, the more riled up the other side get, the people that are benefiting from this. And look, I'm not just saying attorneys. Look, they are operating under the laws that the legislature has enacted, you know. But so they're not doing anything illegal. They're operating in a system that we as a state have allowed. But you know, this is big money. And, you know, now, and as a result of that, I'm trying to do what's right, and I'm personally being attacked by this. I mean, I don't think anybody, I don't know that it's gotten this nasty, this personal, probably since the you know, right-to-work battles in the 80s. This is big dollars we're talking about that we, you and I, are paying.
It is big money, and that's why it gets so nasty so quick. But I guess, again, going back to what I said about, and I'm going to use the analogy that I've been using, it was initially, I think, Tim put forward that if we painted the walls the color of Mississippi and Texas, then our insurance rates would match that. But the more we got into it, the more I realized, no, the first thing I'd do is tear down some walls and build some others. Then you can paint them the color of Mississippi and Louisiana. And it just seems to me that all we're doing is maybe changing a color here or there, and we're not really attacking the real problem, which is the tort situation in Louisiana. Am I wrong there or not?
You're right. You're exactly right. We're not addressing. I mean, just to say that, look, yesterday we had there was another bill that went through that aims to make my position, the commissioner of insurance, from an elected to an appointed position, you know, because 39 other states have appointed commissioners and they're trying to make the correlation. That's why their rates are low. That has nothing to do with it. The reason those rates are low is because their losses are lower. You know, we also have 11 elected commissioners of office in 11 states. Guess what? All of those states, other than Louisiana, their rates are lower too. It's not because it's an elected commissioner. It's because the losses are lower. And until we start really getting serious about talking about what we need to do, these people, I'll call it a red herring, whatever, they want to get offended by that, too bad. We need to talk about bringing losses down so that premiums will follow. We cannot overregulate. I cannot just go out and start telling companies that they need to lower their rates because I feel like it. That doesn't work. They will say, if we can't get enough premium to cover the losses that we have to pay, then we won't do business here. And there's a lot of disinformation about profits and everything else. And it's absolutely ludicrous that people are wanting to focus on other things than the real solutions that we need in this state.
Tell me the disinformation about profits to which you just referred.
Yeah, they'll talk about, I heard some number that, you know, insurance companies made $1.6 billion or had $1.6 billion in losses in Louisiana, but they made $88 billion. They want you to think that money was made in this state. And we have tried to demonstrate time and time again using proven data that in Louisiana, historically, over a period of time, companies lose money, both in auto and property. And the only way they can stay in the state and make money or pay claims is because they're making money in other states. And for some reason, even trying to talk about a profit is somehow become criminal in the state of Louisiana. But the fact is, long-term, companies don't make money in this state. It can be demonstrated time and time again. But all these, you know, people cite sources, but they don't want to ever really get down. They'll take a page out of a 700-page document and not show you everything. And it's, again, it's they're not being honest about the issues.
Well,
they want to, you know, just take you down a rabbit hole on something else. And it's not doing the citizens of Louisiana a service.
Somebody texted in and said, please ask the commissioner why rates did not go down as promised after the last round of, quote, tort reform. And I think the answer to that would be because you didn't address the systemic issue, which is the tort situation in Louisiana. Thoughts?
Well, look, I mean, and that's the other thing. Anytime legislation is proposed, they always say it was promised. You know, I know what they're talking about in 2020. Some people went to the table and they used words like guarantee or promise. I don't know exactly what the word was, but they intimated that if you pass this bill, that rates will go down. Well, one, the bill that testimony was provided on didn't pass. Watered-down legislation did. And I know there's some people probably listening that don't like when I say watered-down legislation, but the people of Louisiana need to start paying attention. There are bills that get through that they start off with solid principles and intentions, and then through compromise and negotiation, they get to the point where they don't do what they were originally intended. And that's the watered-down version. We can't afford that anymore. We literally cannot afford this. So we have got to get – and look, I'm a little passionate about this because my phone calls – I get phone calls daily from people that are, I mean, literally telling me I'm not going to be able to afford my next premium payment. And look, it's not because the insurance company is taking all this money and sticking it in the bank. I see the numbers. I see the losses that these companies are paying. They're not making money here. They have to. And again, they have to justify it. They can't just say, you know, they can't subjectively say, like, obviously the legislature wants me to subjectively make decisions. But an insurance company can't just say, I feel like charging Tommy Tucker, you know, $10,000 today for his homeowners because that's just what I feel like. They have to prove it. They have to show why they need that much premium to offset, you know, losses. And the system works. We don't like the system because it's very expensive, but it's justified.
Let me take a break, Tim.
Ahead.
When we come back, I'm gonna give you the floor, and I want you to describe what we would need to do in Louisiana for it to be like Mississippi and Texas. If we're going to compare apples to apples and oranges to oranges, let's compare them. Tim Temple, Insurance Commissioner, our guest, 852 Traffic Now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:57, 3 till 9. Tim Temple and Louisiana Insurance Commissioner, our guest. Tim, we hear about Louisiana and Mississippi. If we want to make the rates in Louisiana like they are in Mississippi and Texas, what else has to change?
Look, we've got to create an environment where claims, just claims, are paid fairly. That's it. That's what we have to do.
And how do you do that?
Stop.
What does that look like?
Well, you've got to create the environment where people that want to file excessive litigation, want to abuse the legal system, aren't rewarded. And that's a lot of the bills that we're trying to get through to change. So the modified comparative fault, put a limit on general damages, like Mississippi has. The thing is, you can't, they wanted to pick a portion of Mississippi law for the insurance commissioner, the rating scheme, and the picking out bits and pieces as if that's going to fix things. It's not. Like I keep saying, we need to create an environment in Louisiana that does not incentivize abusing the system. And, there's 16 bills, roughly 16 bills, and most of them are auto related. There were a couple that are property related that got out of the House and are now over in the Senate, whether going through the process or not, haven't gone through the process yet. But those are all those bills need their day in hearings so that we can have these conversations. And again, I think the citizens of Louisiana need to understand, if the legislature decides they don't want to do something, well, then that's it. That's the will of the legislature. Which is why it's important for your listeners to call in, let their elected officials know what they want them to support and what they want them to oppose. And we know what needs to be done. We've looked at other states. And at the end of the day, if we want lower premiums in the state of Louisiana, then we have to lower the excessive claims, the abusing claims of the system. And I say this all the time, Tommy, if you've been in a legitimate car wreck and you have legitimate injuries and, lost wages, the things that are associated with that, if they're legitimate, you have nothing to fear about what we're proposing. But if you're one of the people that likes to, your thought process is someone bumps into you at a stop sign or someone, scratches your bumper in a parking lot and you're expecting a paycheck, then that's the people that need to be worried.
Thank you, Tim.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.